Delighted to be joined by here by outgoing president, our own Donegal man, president of the LGFA for the last 4 years, Donegal's Micheál Nochtain. Micheál, a fantastic way to end your presidency with the hosting, of course, of the LGFA annual congress here in the Clanree Hotel.
Yes, I mean, you know, I mean, it's been a, probably a special year for football in general for Donegal with the GAA Congress in Abbey last 2 weeks ago. And I mean, and then we have the latest National Congress here in Letterkenny this weekend here in the Clanree. Yes, I'm delighted, basically, and it's something that I brought in, basically, when I came in president, that the year that the president goes out, it will be in their county. And I think that is something new and that. And, you know, it's great for, you know, LGFA and Donegal, I mean, and for the people that are doing hard work, and Joanne and Michelle and all the executive there, I mean, the amount of work they've done, and I know they've taken pride in getting it to Donegal as well, and they've worked tireless over the last number of weeks to make sure that everything ran smooth and that, and to everybody that supported and helped out, I mean, I just want to say a huge thank you to them personally.
Yeah, as you say, hosting the annual Congress takes a lot of hard work, time and preparation, Micheál. It's been a busy year for the Donegal LGFA and for yourself.
Yes, I mean, you know, the ladies football has grown, and, you know, I mean, the membership here in Donegal itself, I mean, you know, they're doing great work, and the membership has grown year on year. And I think I was chatting to Joanne there and Michelle, and they said it's up nearly 60% in the last 3 years. So that is huge, phenomenal numbers, I mean. But we're seeing that nationally, I mean, as well. This year, for the first time ever, we're going over 200,000 members, which is fabulous. We have over 200,004 members, and that. So it's great for the association, I mean. And I think basically the initiative that we set up in my term, as a, you know, the Gaelic for Mothers and has been a huge, and it's been one of the fastest growing for membership in the association, at the Gaelic for Mothers and Others. And not alone that, it is a good, basically, to get people out, I mean, but also getting them involved in clubs. It's bringing more volunteers in, I mean, and these people that come out and play for Gaelic and Mothers, they're getting involved now in their clubs, and they're getting involved in county, and that's what this was all about. And it's, you know, it's a social aspect of it as well as being playing, I mean, and, you know, there's no big competition, I mean, it's, you know, it's ladies getting out, meeting one another, having a night in the week or two nights and a day at the weekend, and, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about taking part and enjoyment. When you have that, you get the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, 65% in the last 3 years. I mean, wow, that's huge progress forward in terms of registering players and players getting involved in the game. Donegal had their own motion in there today to appoint an assistant register to maybe take on all of the work that has been just voted against. But is it something you might see coming on in the future because registrations are growing so fast?
Yes, I mean, you know, probably it's coming looking at the future, but I mean, probably at the moment, and you know, you probably heard it in there in the room, I mean, you know, it's all looking towards integration, which is 2027, and trying to bring ourselves in line with the GAA and Camogie, and, you know, our sister and our family, I mean, in the GAA world, I mean. So, you know, that's probably the thing. As I say, I mean, you know, maybe an injury fund coordinator probably would be nearly one of the ones, because, you know, we had a motion there for the injury fund as well, and unfortunately that has been withdrawn, and we will look at that, and we'll bring it back to Central Council again, because we want to make sure that our players, our management and our county boards and clubs, everyone knows what's involved in the injury fund. I mean, I think it was a bit, you know, that's what the problem was. You know, players thought they were covered and then they would do a reply first and then it wasn't. So we just want to tidy up all that everyone is on one page and everybody knows what it stands for.
Yeah, listen, integration is imminent, Micheál, possibly by 2027. But, you know, while you support it, I've heard you say that a certain degree of autonomy under the GAA umbrella is necessary for the progression of ladies' football. Is this something you see possible?
Oh, definitely. I mean, and you know, that's what we're falling out. I mean, and I see basically integration, basically, you know, it's like a federal system. You have an overarching body. I mean, our association has tried, has developed, has grown. And as I said there in my speech today, if we were in the GAA 50 years ago, would we be strong today? I don't think so. And I think that's why, you know, it's a certain onus on us. I mean, that basically that we protect what we have. I mean, and that, you know, that if we do and we understand and we all basically listen to one another, I've no doubt that basically our association can be stronger going forward together. But it's all about having a certain amount of, you know, autonomy in our association. I also feel like, I mean, you know, we're looking at, you know, no one president could manage it. So, you know, we're talking about the integration and meetings. I mean, you know, will it be one president, will it be two vice presidents? I mean, and, you know, we have a committee set up there now at the moment that's looking at provincial councils and county boards, I mean, to see what the structure will look like in the new association. And all that's up for discussion at the moment, Maureen. It's something that will be debated in the coming months in the main. But I think, you know, the big thing for a lot of people out there, and I mean, you know, is the membership and the fixture programme. And that's something that, you know, that we have committees set up there that work in the main. And if we get these things right, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff that basically we can get right. And there's a lot of stuff going on in a lot of clubs and counties at the moment with the one club model. That means that we build integration on. And we know there's good stuff in the GA, there's good stuff in ladies football, there's good stuff in Camogie. And if we take all the good stuff out of the three associations, we'll have one super association going forward.
Yeah, Micheál, and you also paid tribute to a number of key figures in your closing speech, namely the volunteers. I mean, the people at the bottom, how important are they to the development and the progression of ladies football?
Well, I mean, I think that's what made our association what it is today. It's our volunteers. And if we didn't have volunteers, our association would not be what it is. I mean, you could never quantify the amount of time or money-wise what volunteers have given to our association. People go out there on a daily basis. They're in the clubhouse. They're sweeping out. They're outlining pitches. I mean, they're making food. They're making tea. And, you know, and the amount of time they give transporting players to and from games. I mean, giving up with their own time coaching and developing players. And, you know, we cannot lose sight of that. And I think without our volunteers, I mean, and, you know, it's getting more difficult for them. And, you know, I think that's one of the big issues with integration and probably with the GEN. I mean, and, you know, we had the Jarlath here tonight, Uthrum coming last scale and that. And, you know, he made that point that basically, you know, the big fear is for county boards, because what's it costing to run senior county teams? And they're thinking basically, you know, we have integration, what's the ladies team going to cost the same? And that's basically where they, you know, unfortunately, it's nearly like a runaway train for senior county teams at the moment. And, you know, I think that has to be looked at. And because at the end of the day, volunteers only can raise so much money. They only can pull from the same area. I mean, and it's a big burn on volunteers when they have to go out fundraising and trying to get money. And, you know, I mean, there's serious money involved now. I mean, you're not come back to basically, you know, what 20,000 or 30,000 ran a county board. You're talking the cost of hundreds of thousands to run county boards. And obviously in the GAL world, I mean, you're nearly up at, you know, phenomenal figures that's run them. You know.
And finally, Micheál, four brilliant years as president, and you also mentioned in your speech the incoming president, Trina Murray. I'm sure she'll be looking forward to build on all the good work that has been done by yourself and the association over the last number of years.
Yes, I mean, and you know, I mean, it's a huge work as they going on, and you know, Trina is a lovely person. I've worked for her on management for the last number of years. I mean, you know, it's great to see her coming in fresh. Trina has played the game at all levels. She don't know at county board, club level, so she knows totally what's involved, and that's what we need. And you know, Trina is one of these people that did the Learn to Lead going back years ago, and it's great to see someone that did the course. And because the Ladies Association has brilliant courses there, I mean, and you know, we all want to develop people. We want to get more people involved, and want to see new blood and new fresh people getting involved in our association, because you know you have to keep striving to be the best that you can, and it's always important to have change. And I think basically Trina will bring a new look to things, and hopefully that means our association will grow stronger in the future.
Micheál, thank you very much for taking the time out of this busy weekend, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, and no doubt we will see you doing all the work that you can developing the ladies in the next number of years ahead.
Yes, and I mean, you know, as I said in there, I mean, you know, this is a farewell. It's not a goodbye, because I had some of the best days in my life in ladies football. I will still be involved. I'll still be in management in Croke Park. I look forward to working with Trina and helping her and supporting her. But also, I look forward to getting back to Donegal and probably to our own local clubs, I mean, and helping out there and helping out in Ulster. But as I say, I mean, I won't be going too far away from ladies football, because ladies football has been very good to me. The best days of my life was in ladies football. So I have no plans to leave it anytime soon.